Good afternoon, everybody. I would like to welcome you at today's conference call of Pegas Nonwovens in connection with the 9 months and three quarter 2008 financial results of the company. First of all, I would like to welcome the participants from the senior management of the company. It's the CEO of the company, Mr. František Řezáč.
Good afternoon.
And the CFO of the company, Mr. Aleš Gerža.
Good afternoon.
The format of the call is the same as any other time, so we will start with the presentation, which is currently available on the website of the company, and you should have all received the email with the presentation, and after the end of the presentation, we will launch the Q&A session. So thanks very much for joining the call, and now I'm handing over to Mr. František Řezáč.
Thank you, Clara. Good afternoon again to everybody. I am pleased to comment our performance and financial results in the first 9 months of this year. We consider our financial results for the first three quarters of this year very stable in terms of achieved revenues and operating profitability, despite the severe volatility of financial and commodity markets, which clearly affected our performance. Though, like many other companies, we feel the impact of the current crisis, both the market and financial position of Pegas is very stable and secure. We are very happy that our production capacities, including the new 8th production line, are running at full capacity. We have progressed in several R&D projects, which should further support our share of revenues from technologically advanced products. Please turn to slide number 5. Now I will go through the key highlights of the first 9 months and the third quarter of 2008. Our revenues for the three quarters went up by 22.1% annually, although the growth was slower in the third quarter due to higher inventories of finished goods. Clearly negative impacts on our operating performance was caused by almost 12% appreciation of the Czech koruna against euro and the volatility of polymer prices, particularly their increase, affected the numbers in the third quarter. On the other hand, the appreciated Czech koruna contributed to the high net profit, which grew to 23.5 million euro in the first 9 months. For the rest of the year, we expect that the drop of polymer price indices will be positively reflected in the pass-through mechanism. The higher level of inventories shall be brought to next year and then subsequently reduced over the second and third quarter of 2009. Next week, Pegas will launch a pilot equipment for the plasma treatment project, which should allow for the continuous testing of the production of plasma-treated nonwovens. We have also started drawing on the government grant for this project. Investment incentives for the ninth line are being finalized. Next slide, please. Here are the key financial highlights of the first 9 months of 2008. Aleš Gerža will go through this in detail, but I will quickly summarize. Our revenues were 110.8 million euro for the first 9 months. Our total operating expenses were 80.3 million euro. This resulted in EBITDA of 30.4 million euro and EBITDA margin of 27.5%, a stable level compared to previous periods. Although the Czech koruna weakened slightly in the third quarter alone, the year-to-date appreciation impacted our calculated depreciation, but also resulted in very high realized and unrealized forex gains, which together with lower finance costs contributed to a high net profit of 23.5 million euros. The number of employees at the end of the period went up by 3.5%, as majority of hires for the new line happened mainly in the second quarter of 2007, and number of employees shall remain stable until the commencement of a new project. Next slide, please. Let me just briefly summarize some of the recent events relating to our performance and achievements. We paid out a dividend of 0.85 euro in September, while keeping the level of net debt stable. Our debt exposure is comfortably hedged. Pega's position in the current volatile environment is stable and secure. Progress in R&D. Next week, as I said, we are opening a pilot equipment for the plasma treatment project on the premises of the company Innotex, one of our partner firms. Just to reiterate, we have received a grant from Czech Ministry of Industry and Trade for this project. Pegas received an excellence award from its key customer, Procter & Gamble, for its consistent high ranking with Procter's supplier performance management system. Only two non-woven suppliers were awarded at this event, which clearly shows that customer satisfaction is our priority and that we are good in customer relationship management. And finally, I would like to mention some board changes within Pegas Group. Next slide, please. To an 2008 guidance. With respect to the 2008 guidance, I would like to say that we are satisfied with the achieved results, which confirm our firm and stable position in the non-woven industry. Based on the information known to us today, we anticipate that absolute EBITDA in 2008 will be higher than last year. However, the communicated full-year guidance range might not be met. Now, we will continue with the explanation of our financial performance.
So slide number 10, please. Our performance and profitability in the first 9 months of 2008 were impacted by a number of key developments. Revenues increased by 22.1%. The key drivers of this growth were increased volumes produced due to higher production capacity and higher raw material prices reflected in the output price. The lower revenue growth in the third quarter in comparison with the previous quarters in 2008 resulted from lower sales prices due to a short-term decline in the polymer price indices in the second quarter of 2008 and a provisional increase of stock of finished goods in connection with the substitution of sales between segments. Raw materials and consumables went up by 31.9% year-on-year. The main reason was higher consumed volume of raw materials due to higher production, higher input prices, and higher electricity prices. In the third quarter of 2008, total raw materials and consumables equaled euro 24.2 million, up by 24.6% compared to the same period in 2007. Staff costs increased by 13.9% and were positively impacted by the lower value of the phantom share option plan by approximately euro 500,000. On the other hand, they were negatively impacted by the Czech koruna appreciation. Total staff costs denominated in Czech koruna without the revaluation of the share option plan went up by 13.6% year-on-year due to a higher number of employees and a general increase of the salary level. EBITDA amounted to euro 30.4 million, up by 0.8% year-on-year. In addition, the company's profitability in the 9 months in total was positively influenced by polymer price development reflected in a subsequent delay in the polymer pass-through mechanism and the revaluation of the share option plan. On the other hand, the negative impacts on EBITDA were strong level of the Czech crown, which affected items booked in Czech currency, higher energy prices, one-off expenses connected with negotiations relating to a potential acquisition of a stake in another company, and loss of orders from the construction industry. EBITDA margin reached 27.5%, down by 5.8 percentage points in comparison with the same period in 2007. Consolidated depreciation and amortization reached €12.6 million, up by 38.7% year-on-year. This is attributable to an increase in non-current assets being depreciated, production hall and machinery for the 8th production line, and partially from the appreciation of Czech crown against euro. Foreign exchange gains and other financial income net represented in the first 9 months of 2008 €13.1 million. This item includes realized and unrealized forex gains and losses, changes in fair value of interest rate swaps, and other financial income and expenses. Interest expenses net related to debt servicing amounted to €4.8 million in the first 9 months of 2008, a 41% decrease compared with the same period in 2007. The main reason for the decrease was the €2.6 million arrangement fee write-off associated with the previous senior debt facilities refinanced in May 2007. In the first 9 months of 2008, the income tax expense amounted to €2.6 million, attributable to accrued current income tax accounted mainly on the back of high unrealized forex gains. Net profit amounted to €23.5 million, up by 88.2% year-on-year. Slide number 11. In the first 9 months of 2008, sales of products for hygiene continued to grow, mainly the products with the highest focus, technologically advanced materials. Sales of products for non-hygiene technical segment went up by 19.4% in the first 9 months of 2008, which corresponds with the capacity increase, but it is still less than we expected since some of the orders from construction industry were cancelled. In the first 9 months of 2008, 13.5% of our sales were directed to non-hygiene segment, 61% to hygiene commodity, and 25.5% to technologically advanced materials. The next slide. With respect to the geographical distribution of sales, sales into Central and Eastern Europe grew most by 59% in both third quarter and first 9 months of 2008 due to high deliveries to our customers' locations in the Czech Republic and Poland. Sales in other territories went down in line with our expectations. In the first 9 months of 2008, 54.7% of our sales were exported to Western Europe, 42.5% to CIS and Russia, and 2.9% to other countries. Slide number 13. The cost composition and increases in operating costs are driven primarily by the increase in capacity, which resulted in higher consumed volumes. As a result, polymers and electricity expenses went up in the first 9 months of 2008 by 30.8% and 62.2% respectively due to higher consumed volumes based on the new production line and higher energy prices. Staff costs were in this period positively impacted by changes in the value of the share option plan by almost €500,000, which reduced the total staff cost category. Next slide, balance sheet. Main changes in the balance sheet compared to year end 2007. Increase in inventories from €12.4 million to €15.4 million, which is 24.3% year-on-year more. This increase relates to higher stock of raw materials and spare parts. Long-term loans reduced by 10.1%. Short-term loans substantially up as a result of planned debt repayments for the next 12 months. Trade and other payables decreased due to payables made for the 8th line project. Tax liabilities increased from €1.4 million to €2.5 million due to higher expected tax obligation accrued. Cash flow. Some of the events impacting the balance sheet and profit and loss account in the first 9 months of 2008 were also impacting the cash flow statement and cash position of the company. These were improved cash flows from operating activities due to changes in working capital, cash outflow mainly related to remaining payments for the 8th line project in the amount of €17.8 million, and lower interest expense paid, comparisons distorted by an arrangement fee paid in connection with refinancing in May 2007. The next slide, CAPEX development. CAPEX in the first 9 months of 2008 totaled €17.8 million, which was except for maintenance investments of €1.1 million related to expansion. We also confirm our total CAPEX guidance of €18 million at a constant currency exchange rate of 26 Czech crowns per euro for the full year 2008. Due to the forex rate movements, individual expenditures and their translation into euros may be affected by the actual forex rate used. And now I will hand over to František.
Thank you, Oleg.
2009 outlook. Based on the current developments of the negotiations with our customers regarding sales contract for 2009, we believe that our production will be sold out. We also plan that the current high level of inventories of finished goods should be reduced in second and third quarter of 2009, and we are currently focusing on an optimal distribution of our sales in the calendar months of 2009. With respect to utilization of the cash we generate, we will focus on debt reduction unless we come across projects and opportunities which could deliver interesting return. In terms of margin, we expect rising operating costs, mainly electricity and staff costs. Based on the current development of polymer prices indices, this could be beneficial for the company. Slowdown in the technical segment may increase competitive pressure in hygiene. Even if the currently expected product mix for 2009 keeps more or less the same or slightly higher share of technologically advanced products, there might be change slightly towards commodity materials as end users may switch to cheaper branded products or private labels. We still work on some new R&D projects which could change our product mix in 2009 or 2010. This was the last slide of our presentation. I would like to stress that our performance so far this year is very solid given the conditions in which we currently operate. I would like to thank you for your attention, and we will be pleased to answer your questions now.
Thank you, František, for your explanation and the commentary on the presentation to both of you. Operator, we are ready to take questions now.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. That's the number 1 to register a question, or the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence whilst questions are being registered. We have a question from the line of Lubomir Vastail. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name and location.
Good evening. This is Lubomir Vastail from ING in Prague, and I had a question regarding the new product. The questions that I would like to ask about that are basically on the grant from the government, what percentage of the total cost of the development and R&D project is covered from this grant? That's one question. Secondly, what are the main benefits of this new product if it is successfully tested and delivered to the clients? And third, you have mentioned that product mix may change in the following year. How big the change would be, or if you could say more about that, and does it relate to this development? R&D project. Thank you.
So I will answer your question in terms of numbers. For this project, I mean, plasma-treated nonwovens, we have received 15 million Czech crowns, which will be spread over the next 4 years or used in the next 4 years.